I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We're your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Hello.
And me, unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk. Every episode, we're going to talk to you about new products that are on the market, some old favourites, and any news that we think you should know about. And today, we want to introduce ourselves a little bit so you know who you're talking to. Some of you might already know Harry from her blog or her YouTube channel, but she's also a professional makeup artist who has worked all over the world at Fashion Week. Harry.
Yes.
It's Harry. Is it a Harriet? Is it a Harry?
Well, I think this is the weird thing. I started Harry Makes Up because all my friends call me Harry. So if someone says Harriet, I kind of feel like I'm in trouble. It feels like my mum's calling me or something. And even as a 30-year-old adult, I still feel like I'm in trouble if someone says Harriet. But you can call me Harriet. That's fine. Harriet, Harry, yeah.
So just so the listeners know, if in future I call you Harriet, that means you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble, yeah. So note to self.
So Harry Makes It Up is, yes. That you just mentioned, is your YouTube channel.
Yes, and beauty blog, which I started because I think as a makeup artist, it's really nice to, you know, share what I've been taught and what I've experienced. And I think the great thing about YouTube now is it gives everyone instant access to, you know, achievable results and achievable steps that you can action to improve your makeup, experiment with makeup. And it was kind of, it started as an experiment and now just something that I really enjoy as well as working as a professional makeup artist.
And how did you get started as a professional makeup artist?
I got started, my earliest memory, it's funny, so I was actually a tomboy. So when I was really young, I was a proper tomboy and I didn't really wear makeup. I lived in trainers, climbing trees, all the kind of typical scenarios of a tomboy. And I remember my dad's 40th birthday and he had, my mum was like doing a friend's makeup for the party and they were doing my nan's makeup. And I just love watching them do my nan's makeup. It wasn't even about how she looked. I was just like, oh, that looks like a really nice thing to do for someone, you know, and my nan loved the experience of being made up. So that was like my first kind of feeling of, oh, I think I'd like to do that, even though I had no idea about colour, about the face. I mean, it really was just like, I think I'd like to do that.
Give yourself a break though, because you were a child.
I was a child, so it's totally cool.
I can't believe you didn't know enough about colour theory as a small child, Harry. Harriet.
I pushed myself very hard. Yes, exactly. So, the book that a lot of beauty addicts will hopefully know, and if you don't, you should definitely check it out, is the Kevin Aucoin books. Very, very famous makeup artist who sadly not with us anymore. His book, I think it was called The Art of Makeup and Face Forward, my mum had for Christmas one year. And then that was it. That solidified that I want to do this as a job. I'm not sure how, but I'd like to do it.
You had such a cool mum. My mum had a drawer full of dirty old Avon lipsticks.
My mum did Avon though when we were kids for a little while.
Loved it. That book, it made me so happy.
It's so funny, isn't it? Because even though knowing my mum did Avon for a while, I never really, that didn't make me get into makeup. It wasn't till a bit later.
Mine was a similar situation. I used to watch my aunt do her full 80s, sit and paint her nails and wait 2 hours for them to dry and hair in the hot brush and like two-tone eyeshadow, the pink and blue eyes and... Oh, she was just so glamorous. I thought it looked like the most incredible thing. And I was the same as a tomboy. Yeah. I grew up with a brother and a male cousin and just spent 12 years having a football kicked at my face and thought that was standard. So how did you start with makeup artists? Where do you go from, you know, looking at your mum's books? And
well, I think nowadays we're really spoiled. And again, not just because of things like YouTube. You know, there are so many makeup courses. You can do e-courses. You can go to college. You can even study a degree in makeup nowadays. You know, we really are. I think there's so many ways of doing it. For me, I did move to London when I think I was about 18, 19. And I did kind of take like a professional makeup course. And I started assisting. assisting. So for me, really, it was assisting other well-established makeup artists and, you know, learning my craft from them. I did Fashion Week in Milan and London. So that was a great way as well to kind of learn to be fast and, you know, working with trends and teams. And yeah, from there, really just started growing my own book and, you know, building my clients. And it's not something that happens straight away. It definitely is like a long, you know, you've got to be in it for the long haul, I think. And I think that's fair for, you know, a lot of creative industries. So
true facts.
Yeah.
True facts.
Yeah. So with your love of beauty, where did you take it from kind of going from the tomboy to finding makeup? For you, it was kind of, you were like one of the original bloggers, weren't you?
I was, technically. It seems weird to say, but in 2000, I guess it would have been 2006, I started reading blogs and they were all American. And apologies if there are any British bloggers out in 2006. I just didn't find you. I'm so sorry. I should have been doing my work anyway. I shouldn't have been blogging. So I was reading some American blogs and I had previously worked in beauty PR, only for a very short time because the company I worked for were crazy and I don't want to get sued, so I shall say nothing else. But it was completely insane. So I left that and went to work in publishing, but I really, really missed working with beauty.
Yeah.
So I went from reading these blogs to thinking, why shouldn't I write one of these blogs? I do writings. I put words together in sentences and I love makeup. So I started writing my blog, which was called Beauty Mecca, which actually launched in January 2007.
Wow.
Which is 10 years ago, which is so scary. Yeah, it was great fun. And it really was sort of, to use a terribly overused phrase, but wild west of blogging, because it didn't exist. And I was reaching out to PRs and I was lucky that I had some contacts from when I'd been in PR. So I could get in touch with people and tell them what I was doing and try and explain why it was a real thing and not just me saying, I like this lipstick and putting it on the internet and walking away. Because people didn't know what blogging was. And that seems inconceivable now.
Yeah.
Like, it's unthinkable that you wouldn't know what a blog was. When I could contact a PR and they would say, what are you talking about?
Wow. Yeah. So crazy.
But yeah, it was just a really fun time. And for the most part, PRs were really helpful and they embraced it. And I picked up readers really quickly because people were hungry. I mean, we see that now. The you know, evidence of that is everywhere now. People were hungry for civilian journalism.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's that, you know, if it's someone who you like the way they do their makeup or what they're showing you, you know, there's no agenda as well. You know, they're showing you something because they genuinely love it.
Exactly. And that was 100% what it was for me. Yeah. It was genuinely me wanting to share. I mean, you go back, the blog is still there. It's still Beauty Mecca. I think it's on beautymecca.com, but it was a blog spot. It was a blogger. The first few posts were literally like, this is a thing I'm using, or this is what's in my makeup bag. Until I got traction with getting product sent to review.
Yeah.
Because I was dirt poor and I was like an assistant in a publishing company. We didn't have any money to go out and buy anything.
Yeah.
It really was a labor of love.
Oh, that's so nice. I think it's amazing. Like, and like you said, there's such a pool of people now writing amazing content and, you know, not just sharing reviews, but sharing step-by-step experiences they've had with makeup. And again, everything from, you know, makeup to hair to fashion, and a lot of them kind of all intertwine into each other as well.
Yeah, but it's interesting to me, you know, to see the evolution of it from blogs, from blogs being very specific about one thing.
Yeah.
So now it's much more about the person. I think for the most part, it's about the person creating the content. I feel like there are far fewer blogs and vlogs and all that malarkey now that's about a thing.
Yes.
But not this. This is a podcast about beauty.
For beauty.
For beauty.
Lovers.
Yeah. By beauty addicts. For beauty addicts. Or something similar to what we said at the beginning. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think one thing that we want to start doing, guys, as well on our podcast is, you know, having a product that we've both been trying out for the week, or sort of like a little space of time so we can share with you both our opinions on it. Because there's a lot of things me and Lindsay equally love. And then there's some things that we both try and we're like, oh, I love that. Not so sure. So we feel like it's good. You're getting two opinions from us. So what's the product that we've both been trying this week? There's one that...
So the
intro
product
it.
That out of the many, many, many products that I can't afford and own now, so too bad bank manager, is the Stila Magnificent Metals Glitter and Glow Liquid Eyeshadow. Yeah. I think product names have got too long.
I agree. When I do YouTube, I definitely find...
Too long.
Yes.
Not necessary. I know there's only a certain number of words and names and products, so you've got to make everyone different. But that's too many.
I agree. It's definitely a problem.
Happily, Stila, it's a really, really good product.
Yes, I agree with this
one. I love this. It's a liquid eyeshadow. It comes in a bunch of different colours. It's terribly professional that I haven't got the exact number off the top of my head. But the two that we have been testing are Molten Midnight and Smoky Storm. Now, Smoky Storm is sort of a taupe, a cool toned.
Yeah, I'd say it's almost like a nice neutral, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of like, it's not quite gold, it's not quite silver, it's maybe
very
pewtery.
Very pretty.
Very
and
beautiful.
It's got some silver glitter in there.
Yes.
And I feel like the glitter is apparent but not overwhelming.
Yeah, I think the thing is, if you're going to buy a glitter product, you've got to be someone who likes glitter, full stop. I think this is one
Hi,
of those
my name
things,
is Lindsay and I like
she
glitter.
She loves glitter. I really feel like if you're buying something and you go, oh, it's too glittery. I mean, the kind of, you know, the whole spiel with these is that they are a glitter-based product.
You've made that rod for your own back. Yes, if you've bought a glitter eyeshadow and then gone, oh no, there's glitter in it.
In it. Yeah.
I've got no sympathy for you. You've done that to yourself.
However, if you do love glitter.
If you do, you should definitely check this out. The other colour that we have is Molten Midnight, which is it's a black, it's a very dark charcoal. I don't know if it's pure black, it's more of a charcoal-y black.
I guess the silver in it makes
it
look like
a
grey,
yeah,
lighter. Sort of like a dark.
And again, that one's got a silver glitter in it too, but it's so beautiful.
Pretty.
And it honestly makes me want to larp it all over my face and just neutral face, big black sparkly eyes, nude lipstick, and go out to some gay bars and
it's beautiful.
Just mess things up. Just ruin my life.
Both of us are planning when we can now wear this, but I definitely think as well, like, we've been swatching them and the different colors, and I kind of feel like this is a standout product for me in that it definitely has a really good opaqueness. So it's not a kind of sheer wishy-washy product where the glitter just disappears. It's really intense and quite tightly packed with the glitters. However, because they go on wet, you've got a little bit of playtime to like blend it, soften the edges, and then you could always go back in and kind of reapply near the lash line to make it more intense. So I think they apply really well, and they've lasted, haven't they, on our hands? Like,
and I like, I do feel like they're quite versatile. I know it feels like they're not because they're glitter cream eyeshadows, but you can use it as a liner because they're black, and I've tried it with the which one was it, the taupey color, which is the Smoky Storm. I've used that as a line. And you need to put a brush into it, obviously. It comes with a doe foot applicator. But you can dip a little brush in there and just that little flash for daytime.
That's nice.
Make it subtle.
Entry level glitter.
I think it's really great. I love it. I have no problems. I love the packaging.
I like the packaging. It's nice and simple, but feels luxe. Does. I think it's a really fun product, and especially if you kind of want to play with glitter or have an experiment, I think this is a nice one in that it's not going to go all over your face.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you put it on your eye, it will stay on your eye.
Which is generally the goal.
Generally the goal, but there are some people who want to dance themselves in glitter, and that's cool too.
Also, again, my name is Lindsay Kelk, and I want to cover myself in glitter.
So
what is it that you have been playing with this week, Harry?
So my name's Harry, and I have an addiction to Sephora miniatures. That's definitely, we were both saying that's another whole podcast in itself.
Yeah, this is a safe space.
Yes, this is a safe space. And today I have got for you Tartiest Pro to Go. It's a Tarte miniature from Sephora, and I think it is just called Pro to Go, but it's the eyeshadow palette because they have a couple of different ones. They have like a cheek one,
and I think they have a larger palette now, which is the Tarte Pro. And this is the miniature version.
So this
of
is like a little mini. Okay, the packaging is cardboard, you know, it's miniature, it's light. However, it's got six really good eyeshadows in. Three mattes and then sort of one normal shimmer, I guess you'd call it, and then two like really metallic shimmers that have a very expensive feel, a brown and like a cranberry color. So I'm really enjoying those. And two of the matte shades are like a nice sort of chestnutty brown and then a nice rich dark brown. So they're the kind of colors that I am addicted to. I will always buy more of, even though I have loads of them. And they're the kind of colors that always excite me, even when I'm using them as a makeup artist.
That is, it's nice to be excited. Yeah, it's a really cute little product too. It's a really nice little gift. It's a matte black with gold touches. Yeah, it's really lovely. I really like Tarte eyeshadow formula. I feel like they can be hit and miss, so yes. I do try and swatch before I buy, because I love the Tartlet palettes.
Yes.
And the Tartlet and Tartlet in Bloom. I think it's Tartlet in Bloom that I have that I wear all the time. Yes. Whereas some of the other palettes I have been disappointed with the consistency and the pigment.
Yeah, I think the Tarte in Bloom is the one I have in my pro kit and I really like. Yeah. And this feels like an extension of that. And I think the two sort of more metallics ones.
Have you tried their metallic single shadows, which I think you can only buy online?
I haven't, no.
I've got a couple of those and I think it's the same formula. I believe this is the same formula.
They
and
just
I
feel
love those.
Very intense, but you've got, again, a lot of playtime. They blend beautifully and really expensive looking finish on the eye. So, and I think this was $23, which,
oh, that's not bad for six
again,
shadows.
Six shadows. And I feel like there's no duff shades in here that you're not going to wear. It's actually like all
beautiful.
Really wearable.
Even the plummy metallic feels like I would be able to wear that without looking like I've been punched in the eye or that I was a rabbit. With myxomatosis. That's always my worry with
I think
pinky,
a lot of people
shadow.
Are scared of pink and red eyeshadow. And obviously we've just had like the big red eye trend with Chanel doing the Rouge Collection number one, which I think was a really fun way to show people that you can experiment with color, you know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, wearing a cranberry or a red eyeshadow. It might just be an eyeliner, like you said, with the glitter, you know, don't be scared to experiment with them, you know, and try a technique that works.
I see what
for
you're
you.
Doing there, turning my words against me. When I was like, everyone use glitter, you guys. And they're like, no, I'm not using red or pink on my eyes. I have actually, I did use, I've got a couple of the ColourPop press shadows that they just brought out. And I have one of those in sort of a plummy pink. And I've been wearing that a lot lately.
Can you only buy ColourPop online?
You can only buy ColourPop online. Thank you for asking.
That wasn't a plug. That was just me genuinely.
If anyone else has any ColourPop questions. Again, yeah, not a plug because I keep emailing them asking for information and they just keep sending me lovely emails back telling me to go away back into my corner and just leave them alone. And I respect that, ColourPop. A lot of people say that to me and it's understandable. But I just want to share my love of ColourPop with the world. That's another episode. I feel like that's a whole episode. I am, again, this is just a running theme. My name is Lindsay and I'm a ColourPop addict. I have an obscene amount of ColourPop product.
Well, they're very affordable, aren't
they? They're so affordable and the quality is almost entirely consistent. There's one or two, I'm not going to use the word dogs, but one or two dogs. I am going to use the word dogs. but apart from that, I really feel like because A, the price is so good and B, quality is so consistent, you really can't go wrong. And they do ship to the UK now. I believe they ship worldwide.
Okay, cool.
And I think it's free shipping over $50.
Oh, there's a good incentive there.
There's a good incentive. Come to me for all your ColourPop questions. Not ColourPop, because they won't answer them.
So, Lindsay, I think it's time that you share with us your current, I want to say addiction, because that just feels like the theme of this show, but your current favorite, I guess, of the week.
My favorite product of the week, and it was a really hard one, because on the theme of addiction, I have a problem with highlighters. I don't remember a world before highlighters, and I don't want to. I don't want to remember that world, but I no longer remember what my life was like.
I do remember it. That's the funny thing, I do.
Well, it's your job. It's not my job. My job is to make things up for a living, and in the world I'm making up for a living today is that there was never a time that I didn't have so many highlighters in my house that I could cover every inch of my body 17 times over and not run out.
They're the new neutral shadow, aren't they?
They are the new neutral shadow. I've got a lot of those as well. But my favourite product this week, for sure, has been the CoverFX Custom Enhancer Drops. Now, these have been out for a while in their various forms. There was the CoverFX drops, the foundation drops, which I really liked.
I love those. They're great.
And Clinique have just brought out a version to make it more available to people.
Oh, so that's great.
Not that it's the same at all, or it is. But the custom enhancer drops came out, and there were, I think there were three originally, and there was sort of a sparkly shade and a warming shade and a bronzing shade. And they have been extending the range. Now, I have a massive beauty boner for Celestial, which is their...
I have this in my Pro Kit.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's very, very intense highlight. Yeah. It's a liquid highlight. They actually do it in a stick form and I think a cream form now as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
Following the Becca model.
Yes.
Or possibly in front of
the
Becca
successful.
Model. I don't know. I don't want to upset people, but I love it. So Celestial is a very, very light pink that if you put it on without really shearing it out, and this is tiny, tiny amounts. If you put on tiny amount and don't shear it out, you look like a sexy robot from the future.
Yes.
And that's generally the goal for me with my highlight. I want to look like a sexy robot from the future, but I'm not going to put highlighter on my nose. Well, let's put that out here now.
Yes, this is we've had lots of discussions about highlighter on the nose.
You've got to have your line in the sand.
I do the bridge, but I don't go below the bridge. That's
just,
as far
it's
as I go.
It's the tip of the nose. This is the line in the sand for this podcast.
Yes, I'm agreed. I don't do the tip of the nose.
And I don't believe in hard and fast rules with beauty, except for that one. I think that's my only one.
That's your only limitation.
I don't like to contradict myself.
So what's so good about it?
So this is fantastic. This is the one I've picked this week, actually, is a new colour that just came out this week called Halo.
It's beautiful.
And if you thought Celestial was sexy robot, Halo is sexy alien.
Yeah, it is.
And it's
Moogler.
It is.
It is, isn't it?
It actually looks like the package of Angel. It looks like the Angel box. It's very, very, very pale blue white.
Lindsay's wearing it right now.
Lindsay's wearing so much
She's
of it.
She's got a lot of it
all
on.
Over her body. And Lindsay's a big fan. So yeah, it's a white blue, but it's definitely more blue than white.
I think as well, now it's on your skin, it's almost got the slightest duochrome feel about it, in that it's almost like a bluey pink. Like it's got a little bit of pink in there as well. So it's actually
just very pretty. It looks like it's going to be really hard to wear when you first put it on your skin. My one word of advice with these products, apart from buy, which is like five words, but they're all the same one, is just go really easy and teeny tiny amounts. And the Celestial I actually really like to add to a foundation to give it a bit of glow. With this I wouldn't, because it's blue and you'll look like a sexy fish. But on the very, very highest planes of the cheeks, it's so pretty.
So yeah, I think it looks really pretty on, actually. And I think when you first swatched it on your hand, I was like, oh, that's quite blue.
It is quite blue.
And I was unsure, but now it's on, I actually really like it. It has got more of an icy finish. And I would say, I think maybe avoid if you have a darker skin tone. I think
unless you want that.
Unless you want to look like a sexy
robot alien fish.
Yes. I think that's the only thing. It feels almost a little bit too, the blue in it, I think with the pale skin tone, it looks beautiful, and even maybe up to medium skin tone. But I think darker skin girls might not love it as much.
In the style of glitter shades, it's not for someone that's messing about. This is not an entry-level highlighter. If you want an entry-level, I know we're only talking about one thing, but the new Urban Decay Naked Skin Highlighting Fluid. That's really beautiful and easy to use. Or the Dewy Stick, the Ciate Dewy Stick. Which
I really like in my Pro Kit, actually, because it's got a very much a sheen effect as opposed to a kind of shimmer. I think it's very much... It touches on sexy robot.
It's more healthy human than sexy robot, which is why I'm not interested.
Yes. This is where me and Lindsay agree to disagree. She wants to be sexy robot. I want to be sheeny Harper's Bazaar cover.
It's just living in a fantasy world. Yeah. I don't know why I've accused you of that when I've just sat here for 20 minutes saying I want to look like a sexy robot. This CoverFX is definitely my product of the week. It's so much. It's fun.
It's a really fun product. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's going on my big gay night out with me.
Yeah. I might even put some on for the big gay night out. I'm up for that.
It's made for dance. It's made for going out in the dark, doing shots and just ruining your life. The Stila Magnificent Metals Glitter and Glow Liquid Eyeshadows. See, it's too long. It's too long. They are $24 in the US, and I got mine from Sephora, and they are £23 in the UK from Stila.co.uk, which means they are a lot more expensive in the UK than they are over here in America, which is pretty upsetting, Stila, but they are very good, so we still want to let you know that how great they are. The Tarte Pro To Go palette, it doesn't currently have a UK stockist, but you can buy Tarte in the UK from QVC, which is, in case you don't already know, actually a really great distributor of some hard-to-find beauty products, so do check them out. And the Cover FX custom cover drops in Halo, that is £34 in the UK, and that was available at Space NK, and it's $42 in the US. Again, I got it from Sephora, but they are available online and from other distributors. And yeah, $34 to £42, that worked out about the same. So you're not getting ripped off in the exchange rates there, which is pretty nice. So I think that's more than enough from us for this week.
I think so.
For a first episode, we really just wanted to stop in, say hi, give you an idea of what's going to be going on at full coverage. You can see more of Harry at harrymakesitup.com, and you can find my books where all good books and some not very good ones are sold. I didn't say that mine were the good ones or the bad ones. I just want to make a point that they're in the bookshops. I write books. That's my job. But yeah, that's it for this week.
So you can find us on all the usual social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, by searching Full Coverage Podcast. Get in touch. We'd love to hear from you guys. If there's anything that you would like us to cover as well, we are Full Coverage, so let us know. And look forward to seeing you for the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.